not ready for God's word?
Yes, sir.
Ready for God's word?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
Yep.
See, I am.
I am.
Ready. For the word of life.
For the word of life.
Are we changed?
Are we changed?
You know, when of us believers gather, the Spirit of God is there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So do you believe that God is here?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you believe God is here? I'm saying it purposely to awaken your consciousness. Do you believe God is here?
Yes.
Angels are here.
Yes.
Do you believe that? Yeah. That's where they are. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We believe in you. Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And we pray today that the body of ignorance is dematerialized.
Amen. Amen.
That we may be edified and you may be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, business is seated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
We are on the topic, the supply of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
How many people enjoyed the service, the teaching last week Sunday? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you know where I was listening to that teaching, oh my God, I was on a boat. Amen. At maybe 50 kilometers per hour. Yeah, amen. And the man of God was saying, be anxious for nothing. I was like, glory to God, I cannot be anxious for nothing right here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a word. Amen. You know, it's a joy to know that the things that we are teaching, the very same things. Amen. Praise God. The very same things. Thank you, Lord. Are being communicated.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, let's get into, you know, like I always say, the reward for good work is more work. Amen. Selah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. We get into teaching the supply of the Spirit. Let's declare this together. I'm a man of the Spirit.
I'm a man of the Spirit.
Come on. Say it like you believe it. It means that God lives in you.
Yes.
Come on, say God lives in me.
God lives in me.
See, write this down. Before there will be participation, there must be awareness. You must be aware of who you are before you can participate in who you are. Who are you? I am a man of the Spirit. What does that mean? Christ died for me. What does that mean? My sins are forgiven. What does that mean? I have eternal life. What does that mean? I am the home of God. Many people are looking for God. Where is the home of God? The home of God is in man. That's it. This mystery is what people are always struggling with. Where is God? Where is an idol worshiper? Where do they go? They go to a temple. When they go to the temple, who is in that temple? Who is in that temple? Their God. Amen. So, what is the idea? A lot of those things that people do are perversions of the reality. God has a temple. His temple, the Bible says, the temple of God is not built with the hands of man. God's temple are a people. Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that you are that temple?
Yes. Glory.
So where is God today?
Amen.
Church, where is God today?
Amen.
Church, where is God today?
Amen.
Church, where is God today?
Amen.
Do you know that you use revelation of who you are to correct wrong attitudes? I'll say it again. You use the revelation of who you are to correct even wrong attitudes. So, for example, the Bible realized, Paul realized that his Corinthian church, the churches that Paul pastored, the Corinthian church was the most notorious one. So, Paul wanted to instruct the Corinthian church. Do you know what he was telling them? Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
When you are behaving wrongly, remind yourself of who you are. The more you remind yourself of who you are, the more you live bad habits in you. That's the Bible way. The Bible way is not saying, do you not know that maybe God will leave you? No. The Bible way is to remind. Say, I will remind myself.
I will remind myself.
So when we see a believer living in sin, he is only forgetful.
Amen.
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 And know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Are you seeing that now? What do I do? I remind myself. When the Bible realized, and Paul realized, I'm saying the Bible, when Paul realized that people in the local church were fighting, you know what he said to them? You know what he said? You are going to lose your salvation. You will die. Do you know what he said to them? Do you not know that you will judge angels? Meaning that you are going to be judged over angels. He now said, if you are the judge over angels, how is it that you cannot sort out little matters? Amen.
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 So the idea is you read it and say, wow, Paul said I will judge angels. So if I'm going to judge angels, how is it that I cannot judge the matter between Bola and Tola? Amen.
Amen.
So what am I saying? Is the, why do we tell you about the revelation of who you are? Because a lot of people always say, we just teach revelation. What is the revelation is meant to be applicable. But who is going to do the application? Who is going to do the application? Who will do the application?
Yeah.
I will. So when they say something to you, there is an implication, then you do the application. So when they say you are the royal priesthood, you are a king and priest unto God, who applies it in their lives?
We.
So as the priest, you king, you act that way, and as the priest, you act that way. What do priests do? They offer sacrifices. So I know that as a priest, so nobody should tell me to pray. The moment I remember I'm a priest, and the role of a priest is to supply sacrifice, I find my ministry of prayer. Is it making sense?
Yeah.
I am saying that the revelation is what brings your action.
Mm.
If not, you get into dead walks.
Yeah.
So you ask them, why am I doing what I'm doing? I am doing what I'm doing because of who I am. So if you don't know who you are, you should question what you are doing.
Mm.
Because you don't know why you are doing what you are. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
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 So today we are looking at the topic supply of the
Spirit.
Supply of the
Spirit.
Meaning the move of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Yes.
So the Spirit flows.
Mm-hmm.
For there to be a supply, can we say there will be a flow?
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking today at something that can quench the supply. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am sharing with you today that if you understand these things, the supply of the Spirit will be easier in manifestation around you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want you to see that. The supply of the Spirit. Are you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? I will read verse 19. Then we'll kick off. The Bible has already told us there can be a supply of the Spirit, but there is also something important. What is it? 1 Thessalonians 5, are you there in 19? What does it say? Okay, I'll wait for you. Brother, is that verse you opened the Bible last week? Alright, amen. 1 Thessalonians 5, 19, what does it say?
Quench not the Spirit.
Meaning that though you are a man of the Spirit, though the temple of God, you are the temple of God, there are activities you partake of, either knowingly or unknowingly, and then you will do what? Quench the Spirit. So it is not that the Spirit is not in you. What has happened to you? You have done what? You quench the Spirit. So can I quench the Spirit?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So can I quench the Spirit?
Yes.
Can I quench the Spirit?
Yes.
Alright, let's look at it. Let's look at it. They are practical things that if you know, I always tell people that the Holy Spirit is a person.
Mm-hmm.
You can amplify his operations in your life. You can amplify his operations in a church and you can quench it.
Mm-hmm.
You can quench his operations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at it. And like I always say, reading the Bible in context tells you how to do this. Look at 1 Thessalonians, that's just in chapter 5. Look at verse 14. We are looking at how to quench the Spirit. Now we exalt you, brethren. Are you there?
Okay.
Let's open to Sister Tammy's favorite version by the TPT. It instructs us a little in a more glaring way about this thing. Look at it, then we'll read it in the Trinity. It says, we exhort you, brethren, from KJV. It says, warn them that are what?
Unruly.
So what do you do with unruly brethren?
You warn them.
So when we warn you, when you are, we say you're unruly, are we walking in love?
Yes.
When we leave you, are we walking in love?
No.
So a believer must be used to Christian correction. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, let us look at it from Sister Tammy's version. T. Tammy. P.T. All right. Praise God. Amen. All right. Who's there? T.P.T. for us.
We appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters.
We appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters.
To instruct those who are not in their place of battle.
Yeah. See what he's saying? To instruct those who are not in their place of
battle.
So when, listen, say we are all members of the body.
We all
supply the Spirit.
So
the fact that the Kintosin is supplying at full throttle in the midst of everybody doesn't mean anything. Do you know when it means everything? When, how many of us? All of us. Because the Bible says, when you're living an unruly life, it's telling us that you are not in your place of battle. And what is the meaning of living a real life? It means simply walking away from instructions. Because the instructions help you in the battle. How many people know that there's a war?
Yeah.
There's a war. That's why the Bible says the weapons of our
warfare
are not carnal. So when a man is reliving an unruly life, what is he doing? He's exposing himself. And who else? Every other person around him. And his saints and his brothers. So for example, a believer has been told to pray. He chooses not to pray. The Bible says he's unruly because he has left his place of battle. Amen. Church, amen. So when we call what we call good works, the things that we do, we do them. When we don't do them, the Bible says we are unruly. But much more, because sometimes people always say it's my life. Tell your neighbor it's not your life. As long as you are here, we are doing it together. You misbehave,
it
affects
my life.
So come straight. You know, we must hold ourselves to such accountability.
Yeah.
Because we are members of the same body. Imagine I want to be here in Eric and my leg wants to be in Daffo. I can't say, well, that's how my leg behaves. So I'll be living like that. The thing was going on because the leg wants to go to that. No, I must talk to my leg. If we are to present to Tosin and say a good service, the two legs must want to be near it. If one leg wants to be in that form, it's unruly. And what do we do? We don't just say, no, that's hard. No, we talk to the leg and say, focus. So you as a brother, you can call out that brother, are you praying? Are you reading God's word? Are you a giver? Destroy my life, you don't give. You know something, you must get up because when we talk about revelation, we say, yeah, we are the members of the same body. They say, what do I like for love? She's a member of the body that I belong to. She can't afford to live anyhow. Because that means my life is in vain. Because if she decides to join, who knows if it is for that or blessed by a word of prophecy. But now she's at the party. You get what I'm saying? I get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We must hold ourselves accountable.
Right.
Because if you don't understand this member, we are members of the same body.
Mm.
We are not put in a local church. Mm. It's not that I'm just doing my life, I'm just like, you must be asking me, where have you been? Don't you know I need your prayer? You say you're on sabbatical, excuse me, what do you mean? You are taking it personal. That's why the Bible is saying when you see that your brother is misbehaving, it's not a gossip matter. Your life is at stake. The Bible says you pray for the person. Why? It's not about alive. You know, in those days when I speak of it, it's alive. Whatever sin wants to let her do, no, it's not alive. It's our life. We call it behavior. Sinny says she started praying. Then we now want to start praying for Sinny so she can pray for us. Because she has stopped praying. Why? She has left the battlefield. The moment she leaves the battlefield, guess who she becomes? Vulnerable. When the devil wants to hit, who will he try to hit? The invulnerable brother who has left the battlefield. Check all the people that have been hit in a congregation. They are the ones that they have been having all this funny, funny game. Look at Judas, unfortunately. We always use it for bad example. But Judas loved the Lord. But he also loved money. He had left it back. When the devil wants to hit, don't say, God, God, have you somebody? Judas doesn't have himself in the place. No. Man decided to act in the way man acted, and they killed God. Amen. Church, amen.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. He said, okay. He says, look at it again. Now I exhort you, brethren, you warn them that are unruly. That's one. Look, what else does he say we should do there? He says, comfort the feeble-minded. In the typical, how does he say? Encourage those who are disadvantaged or who feel weak and disadvantaged. Let's hear it yourself. Amen. Tell me what it is.
You still are gently encouraging those who feel themselves inadequate.
Be skilled at encouraging the brethren who feel inadequate. Are you saying that you have a ministry to one another?
Yeah.
It's not a sin, it's like a sin, it's like, no.
Yeah.
If we just realize that sinning or fallout is a gentle one and a horse, doesn't want to pray, doesn't feel like she can pray, doesn't feel like she can lead us, he says, you don't just say, that's how they always just do. All this or no. Say, you know, I'm standing with you. You are a woman to prophesy. You're a prophet. Do you know that? You can do it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can't. You know, you will not believe how important the ministry of encouragement is till you have been encouraged.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I got born again, things don't used to happen because Pentecostals are very funny. So we are in a meeting. I can't speak in tongues. Someone is beside me. I'll just get I'm not believing that it's like God is dropping on everybody around me and he's missing me. What's going on? But there was a brother beside me. This brother, we're living in sin together. And then he's now saved with me. We got born again the same day. Then the guy was there. I'm talking about what the ministry of other people can do to you. I just looked at this guy. This guy just said, the man of God said, the Holy Ghost is here. People should be speaking in tongues. Everybody was speaking out like, me? God will have to take his time with people like us and people like him. Because we're sinning together. I can't tell you his name, Ogada, right? I just looked though. I just saw Ogada. I said, if Ogaga, if Ogaga can speak in tongues, I just said, Father, thank you. What happened? His activity and encouragement. I said, Father, thank you because you are here. But that's why I said speaking in tongues. I am saying that people, what do we do to the man that is discouraged, doesn't feel he's able to do? Because we all have the spirit. Some just know more than the others, and some take the word than the others. You hold them. There was a lady that actually was doing anniversary of 14 years of not speaking in tongues. Everybody she knows has laid hands on her. Then our brother said, Pastor Lee, come and lay hands on the lady. He said, all the ministers of God that have gone before me have laid hands on this lady, and she didn't speak in tongues. And what the Lord says, I'll make her speak in tongues. But I knew that it was, she needed encouragement. So you know what I said? I said, glory to God. She said, what? I said, see the Holy Ghost all over you. She said, wait, I said, it's there. She said, can you? I said, yeah. I said, Father, thank you. I give you praise for the Holy Ghost that is in this lady. And she said, can you not see the Holy Ghost? Can you feel the Holy Ghost? It's all over you. It's just right there. You've got it though. What was that? I was talking faith. I was talking Bible. The Bible says he's going to give her the Holy Ghost. If she believes, she has believed, she has the Holy Ghost. So I was just, glory to God, the Holy Ghost is all over you. Glory. I don't even need to do anything, but I was doing something. What was I doing? What I was saying? Glory to God, come on, it's all over you, glory! I was rejoicing. The lady must have been wondering, she must have then said, if this man is rejoicing, there is something. So as she, I was giving her glory, glory to God, Father, is thanking for the Holy Ghost all over the bread. Oh my God, thank you, Lord Jesus, praise. I don't have brakata la bakaba. You know why? She was what? Encouraged. Amen.
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 Do you know when God takes you through things? Don't just always say, it took me through things. Notice what happened and how he took you through those things. Because God has taken you through those things so that you be available to take other people out of those things. That's in the book of 2 Corinthians 1, 5 to 7. It says, with the comfort which I've comforted you, then you comfort others. Amen.
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 You know, has anybody ever been to a time in their life where you look down? I'm talking about physical stuff. It looked like nothing will happen. You could not move through.
Yeah.
Amen. You could not move through. And then what happens? You come through by the word of the Lord. When you find other people, that's why I am trying to say something that you're not noticing. We need one another. Amen.
Amen.
What should happen? When I am going through something, another brother who has gone through that thing, that is the power and the mercy and the grace of God. Another brother that has gone through that thing comes and stands with me to say, you know what? I've been through that before.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Come on, I'm with you. You'll be
fine.
When does that happen? When there is still a community. So repent from Sunday service. The only time Sister Funke ever sends me a message is on Sunday. Repent, I'm talking about me. And you see, if you say, it's guilty conscience, don't be like that. You need to know what's going on in your brethren's life. In fact, the reason why their life is the way their life is because you are not part of it. Because there is, listen, if you don't get body of Christ, you will not move. And you not moving is that others are not moving. Imagine how far can I go pushing a car alone. You know, everything I've been saying is linked to the fact. So I am saying to you, I am trying to help you understand the supply of the Spirit as a body. What do? We want the unruly, if you didn't get what I'm saying. What else do we do? We support the unruly. We don't need the rest of it. And don't get into this, you know, Pastor Bai is always, you know, encouraging Simi. He's always talking to Simi. Why doesn't he talk to me? It's Simi that is encouraging. You by not be encouraging others. Don't sit down there. You know, people can be funny. Simi is Pastor Bai's favorite. Look at Simi now. When Simi is leading in the service, when me am leading, Pastor Bai is always doing two steps. The moment Simi just starts to lead, that's when Pastor Bai will wake up. No, don't be calm now. It's Simi that needs what? Encouragement. What do you do to the one that needs encouragement? Encourage them. If we need to do go, so she will think she can say, let's do it. So that she will be confident to release her ministry. So she will no longer be self-conscious. She can stand on the altar and not only sing and minister to us and prophesy tongues and interpretation. But where did it start off from? Encouraging her to believe. Wonderful news. You know, sometimes someone will sing rubbish. You say, wow, what a word. What are we doing? You are encouraging the brethren. Somebody who actually is the word that they gave is not as you just say, I was blessed by that ministry. Because let me tell you something. We are talking about the weak. If you now say, hey, did you forget? A whole beginning. You spoke like that, you know the Kifuke by that time will have been recommended in her life. She will never. And you think, and that's why you are a stupid leader talking anyhow.
Wow.
She has told upon her in her life, I will never minister again. You say, that's the Kifuke. Do you know how God has ordained that the Kifuke will be the next evangelist to the nation of India? Oh, your stupid talk. She's not, and she wants to move in life like they said that word was in danger. Someone said, I'm more stupid after that word they gave. So at the end of the day, what happens to you? You're weaker.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. If anyone will speak, let them speak words of grace that edify the hearer. Yeah. Are you hearing me? Yeah. People should get better after they've heard you.
Yeah.
Edify. Why? So they bring their best foot forward. What are we talking about? The supply of the Spirit.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes. Hearing
me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It says support the weak. What else? When we talk about the supply of the Spirit, be patient. With how many people? Is there First Thessalonians 5:14. People like the other part of the supply of the Spirit. Holy Ghost, rakabah. You know, Dickie has, our brother Sonic has spoken about it. The supply of the Spirit, prayer, none of that. I'm talking about the one that. I see, only the Bible. There is no flaws happening. No, it's not any small devil. It is the Lord of the Spirit that have been played with. We didn't encourage who we needed to encourage. We did not warn who we needed to warn. We did not support who we needed to support. We were not patient. You know, we have to be patient with Sister Rebecca. Sometimes when she's taking a camera angle, she might miss the camera angle. But as we are patient with her, she gets better.
Yes.
She gets better.
Yes.
She gets better.
Yes.
She now becomes the best camera angle taker. How did that happen? It is because when she took her first shot on the camera, you don't go back. You just didn't go back and say, ah. You carried me upside down now. Why? Do you know what happened to her? You know, we are cracking jokes about these things, but that's how we need to be patient with people. He says, patient with all men. You're patient with your spouse. Your spouse is not perfect. The moment you think your spouse is perfect, you are crazy. It's not. And don't be shocked that he's not perfect. Guess what? You are not. What will help you is understand that the person has strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
Only a fool focuses on weaknesses.
Okay.
Patient with all men and use your example to correct. Are you hearing what I said?
Yes, sir.
You know, patient with all men and that's the Christian way. When Jesus called prayer meeting, did his disciples come? Yes. Did they sleep in the meeting?
Yes.
What did he say to them? The Bible said he continued praying. All he said is, could you not wait with me for 1 hour? So you know that, let me tell you something. It's patience. That same Peter will go around the world. But you could not last 1 hour prayer meeting.
Yeah.
I think Sister Funke, you last 1 hour prayer meeting. Amen. So you are better than God in the beginning. Amen.
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 Yeah. But you see, there is some, think about it. It's just some people are destined to destroy themselves. Just like Judas. Do you know that God knew that Judas was a thief from the day he picked him? And he didn't change his behavior to him. You know, if there are some of us, we pick people. And when you realize that Judas is a thief, you even know that he's stealing from your money. You know that you say, everybody, you know, you call 12, then you tell them to go and heal the sick. You just call 12, say, everybody go and heal the sick, but you stay there. Judas, stay there. 11, go, come back. We will make it clear that this one is, imagine you knew who will kill him or betray him. And no, you need no side eye. All working in love. What is the idea? Be patient with all men. Who is Jesus? God that became a man. He's patient. He's patient with you. I remember my first message. You should not hear it. Amen.
Amen.
I was crying. People thought I was crying because of the Holy Ghost. I was crying because of what kind of problem is this? In front of people, what do I know I'm seeing? Why are they sitting? Why are they hearing? I was just waiting to say, oh, the power of God is here. The power of God is not here. Based on what I think we are in trouble. But imagine, he saw that a time will come. And he not just struck me dead. I said some things that are not right. But he said, okay, go and preach again. If you see when God is gassing you, you're my boy. Oh, bro. I remember recently, you know, I was with the Lord and we just, when I say I'm out with the Lord, it's not like maybe Sister Bola, the one that started me, you know how you know. No, I'm saying I'm in my Bible study. I'm reading God's word. And I get to Acts 5 verse 12. And it says, oh, by the hands of the apostles, great mighty signs and wonders were done via their hands. And the Lord said, I'm talking about you. I was like, your hands are supernatural. Praise God. He's patient with me. Be patient, young man. You want to see the best out of people? You don't know them. You're patient. Using your example as something they can look out for. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
What I'm talking about, it might not look like, but talking about the supply of the
Spirit.
Look at it, there is. Look at the city. See that none render
evil for evil.
I'm in 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Am I fast?
No.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 15. See that none renders what?
Evil for evil.
None renders what?
Evil for evil.
Will there be any reason that evil coming from you will be right?
No.
Hey, let's break it down. Are there many times that you doing evil to another person feels right?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at it. Do not render evil for evil unto how many?
Any man.
But ever follow. Say, I'm a follower.
I'm a follower.
So what do you owe your brother? Look at someone beside you and tell them what you owe them. Based on that scripture. Do not render evil for evil, but followers of
good.
Is there. Followers of
good.
What do you owe Deacon Tosin?
Good.
Now, this goodness, I hope this is applicable. You don't just finish from being patient with all men. And you know, I didn't emphasize it. I didn't give an example so that we don't have too much. Amen.
Amen.
But practice it. Give people 10 years. At least for now, I know my wife has given me 12. And she's still hoping. Give people time. Give people time. Amen.
Amen.
Be patient with people. Give them time. Give them time to what you need to ensure. Pray for them is that they see better. Brother, if a man sees better, he will do
better.
Give them time. Be patient with all men. Don't give evil for evil. It's the way of the world, but that's how we quench the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't give what? Evil for evil. In your marriage, amongst your friends, even when people do evil to you. Amen. We are in the social media age that we see evil ministers, brothers, they are fighting on social media. In church, you can't settle it in church. You go to there is a girl. Last week, no. We don't do those things. We don't hold the word. Do we have dirty lines? Yeah. We don't hold the word our dirty lines. We hold them the gospel.
Yeah.
We must not be too dramatic to distract people from the reason why we're here.
Wow.
You don't mean it. Pastor Bola slap Pastor Penny on Facebook. Say you don't mean it. You now start saying, I stand for Pastor Bola. You are all. There's something wrong with everybody. No, we don't do that. We don't render evil for evil, but good. You say you don't see it, start it. Amen.
Amen.
Be pioneer, be founder. Good works ministry. Yeah. Start it. Good works. We don't render evil for evil. But good. But when I come to this country, my parents believed that at that point maybe I should not stay alone. So they told me to go and stay with somebody. I saw Sodom. I mean hell. Angry people. This country makes people angry. Bills of home. You know me, I'm just the normal where I came from. I just put on like me. I just put on television. Wow. Because that's where I came from. Whoa. I don't know what's going on here. It got to a point that every single day there was a problem. So I just stayed in my room. I just stayed in my room every day. And I don't complain about things. Even to God, I don't. I just, this one will pass. That's my nature. It will pass. I'm tired of it will pass. For that day, I said, Lord, this is strange. God said, because when I was entering to that house, God said, no matter what happens to you here, I want to teach you something. You must not complain. I said, complain me. I don't complain. I didn't know I was about to see. Hey. I said, God, you know I don't talk about things. I make them personal. But you know what? I want to leave this place. It is painful for me. Please, in the name of Jesus. And when I pray, and the Lord said, no, stay there. There's something I want you to learn. And I'm telling you, that's where I learned how to rely on and how to use it. Because God said, I should not say anything. Who put this water on the floor? Some of those come and say, it's dialed. And all those things would happen. I learned character. Amen. Church, amen.
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 Church,
amen.
Amen.
You know, let me even go to where I'm going. Many things that happen, I build character. I work with them with patience. I work with them with love. Regardless of what they showed me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Many years later, when the same family would talk about character, you know who they pointed to? Amen. God was doing something. He was teaching me character. And in teaching me character, he was teaching people how to be. Are you hearing me? Do not render evil for evil, but good. Anything that will fight your unity, fight it. Let me tell you something. Do you want the move of the Spirit to be operational in any midst that you are in? There's one secret there. Write it down. being in one accord. That's what the devil always fights unity. Being in one
accord.
Let me show you some scriptures. Psalm 133. Let me show you. We are talking about what the supply of the spirits. Psalm 133, are you there? Brother Sonic, is this what you were putting up with? Hey! 1-3, I'm talking like I've been away for 7 months. Alright, are you verse 1?
Yeah.
Are you there now?
Yeah.
Behold, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How?
Good.
Good and pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in?
Unity.
Okay. How good? Look at verse 2. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that round down the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down his skirt. It's as the dew of Hannah. You know? Okay. We could read it in TPT as well, Tennis Fashion. But the point there is saying that unity is synonymous to the anointing. Did you see that there? He says, how pleasant when brethren walk together in what? Unity. How what? He says it's like the oil that's running down. Amen. If I was the devil and I knew that the anointing is in your unity, what would I want to ensure is happening amongst you? Disunity. That's simple. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Bible says, render no evil to any man. Is it making sense?
Yes.
He said, let's just look at the book of First Acts 1:14. So when you have issues with somebody, go to them and sort it out. Don't put it in your mind. Don't tell somebody else. Don't go and call for that man. Come and see what Stadiola has done with you. No. You go to Stadiola and sort it out. So that it's clear. Amen. We're talking about the floor of the spirit. We're talking about the things that will quench the spirit. They are real. What is in Acts 1:14? Okay, I'll go there next. Acts 1. Let me read for me. Acts 1:14. These all continue with one. They continue with one. You will see that it is what they did. They continue one according.
Prayer.
So meaning that they were in agreement even to what they were praying for. Amen. Even in prayer meeting, that's why we actually call out so what we are praying about. Because sometimes to get brethren in one accord, Fola comes and is praying about the contract that she wants to get. Nothing but this one comes and is praying about husband. So okay, everybody calm down. We want to pray and be together in one accord. So okay, let us everybody now. We're going to pray for Fola's husband. Amen. We're now praying. We're now. Why? It says we'll be gathered together in one. It is unity in mind and in spirit. That is the reason why he says when your husband and wife are fighting, it's not that God must say, you just have this your husband, I'm not going to hear your prayer. No, that's not it. Is that it is not New Testament. You will be fighting. You are keeping manners. And you say, Rakataba. You know, you see, it doesn't go. I tell you again, you are keeping manners, the spirit of forgiveness. And you are keeping manners. You see, it doesn't go. That's why God says, no. You don't operate that way. Go and settle with your wife. Don't hinder your prayer because you confuse yourself. In one mind, you are saying you are the righteousness of God. You have received forgiveness. You have forgiveness and everything. In the other mind, you are not forgiving somebody and you are praying. That is the same reason why he says, if you want to give an offering and you have an issue with a brother, I am trying to show you the power of being in one accord as a corporate people. It's not about your money. He says, drop the money for love and talk to the Kintosin that he stepped on you last week. Those point everywhere for us. Amen. That's it. He said, drop your gift. Sort it out. You haven't talked to your parents for many years. People will hurt you. Remember that what will heal you is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ of what he did by loving you regardless of how not loving you are. In remembering that you actually forgive those who have done wrong to you. Our worship of God is not just for the good days. Our worship of God is to use that same doctrine of the love of God and use it on people. Brothers, sisters, aunties, people that have done wrong to us. Amen. These people that I'm talking to you about that did wrong to me, I still went for their functions. They are still my family members. I've not disowned them yet. Amen. Yeah, because that's the life in I cannot be a, I'm saying pastor, I cannot be a believer and I'm practicing the life in Christ and I am keeping malice with a brother. I go and sort it out. Amen. Because you see the culture, look at Acts 2 verse 1. Even the initiation of the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost will hit the church, there is something the Bible is telling us. Look at Acts 2 verse 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were there all with one accord in one place. Is it there in your Bible? Yeah. How does the power of God flow? It flows along the lines of the unity of the brethren. It's that I'm trying to tell you that your brother's life, your sister's life means something to you. Check up on them. Let them, they are being good if you are being good. Amen. I'm talking about the flow of the spirit. That you don't understand what happened. The flow of the spirit is so thick because there is love and communion and long stuff. Somebody just comes in with a wheelchair in our midst. Nobody prayed. The person just stood up. Why? The power of God has been amplified amongst us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? People come into the meeting and they're so confused and they know what to do. Because Brother John is not there, angry with pastor. He doesn't finish on time. He's just saying, no, he's on my side. Sister Ayola is on St. Brother John's side. We are all one big loving family. Anybody that comes in malice, we deal with the person together. Amen. Amen. When someone is having an issue, we sort it out together.
Yes.
The problem and problem, then you see the power of God. Why? It's not that the power of God now chose grace rings. It's that the saints in grace rings now yielded and removed everything that will quench the spirit. Say, I refuse.
I refuse.
Come on, I refuse.
I refuse.
To quench the spirit. Acts 2. You know that says, in the mouth of two or three is a matter established. Acts 2:46 is there. We're talking about how to see a corporate flow of God. A supply of God in the manifestation. I'm not going to have the spirit here. We all have the spirit. What are we talking about? The manifestation. Are you 46?
Yes.
Yeah. And they continued how?
Daily.
How? With one accord in the temple. And breaking bread. Now, breaking bread means they were eating together. Breaking bread is Bible language for eating. That's why you say breaking bread, they didn't eat their meat. It's bread meat.
No.
So you can see that it's food. That's my point. So breaking bread, so believers should be people that visit one another. Mm-hmm. Believers should be people that sit down and eat together. It's part of our culture. Amen. We learn to do better, we grow, we get better, not rebuking people, but learn to be part of people's lives. When last has somebody said, "Biggie Funke, let's go and eat." And that Biggie Funke has never even gone before, surely. Goodness and mercy, she comes at the door. No. Amen. See, when I'm teaching like this, I am teaching. They're looking at me. My you forget not leave before she reach my dick. Amen. Praise God. I'm just telling you that there is a way that we operate that we think we're in one accord, but we're not. Let us stop. Sunday Christians. See, I'm no longer telling you. I am no longer. Part of this
Sunday
Christianity with you.
As from now,
you are my brother and my sister. Indeed.
I want to see
the move of the Spirit. Much more. I want to practice the life of God. December 16th, you're supposed to eat together. Don't just go and now say that something happened. Prioritize spiritual things. Prioritize so that everybody, if you see, imagine Paul in an area where they know that Paul is there.
Yeah.
You prioritize spiritual things. Let everybody around you know that you are born again Christian. There's some things we don't do.
Come on.
That's just us. Get angry. Our life set apart unto God. Our clothing set apart unto God. Our eating, how we eat, our money, God. Everything about us, our money is about unto God. You have a problem with it, it's not the first time people have a problem with something. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to give you a number of somebody who do this and do that. No, we are believers, we are set apart.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And we do life together.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Your body, my body. Don't say it's not practicable. It is.
Mm.
You are the reason why we are not practicing it. Because you believe it's not practicable. Amen.
Amen.
What you believe and you are aware as a reality, you cannot be a part of. Who told you that we cannot go and just shove on and dig at home and see how you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because you don't think it's important. Amen.
Amen.
But you dig so deep, or sharing £1 million at home, you even if you cut your leg, you dig for you get it. It's what we value.
Yeah.
You see, where there is a will, there is a way.
Yes, yes.
Excuses are the way of a lower life. We have the higher life.
Amen.
When the Bible says this is who we are, we just say that's how we are.
Mm.
We are patient with men, we are patient with all men. That's who we are. It doesn't even matter. See, sometimes you are going to do God's will and you'll be crying.
Mm.
Ask one of my dear, I'll put you under pressure. You will cry and you'll be doing it. It is God's word. Amen.
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 When we started grace service, right? Two brethren got into the fight. And one was spiritually more mature than the other one. And I wanted to work on the spiritually mature one to be more mature. And the one that is growing, we know that we have to encourage them. You know what I said to them? They're fighting. You know what I do? The spiritually more mature one. Go to a house. When you see her, go and kneel down. Say you're sorry. The fact that we can even have a point where which we altercated, I am embarrassed. I am ashamed of myself. Please forgive me. I will not do it again. Step mother, you might be joking. I said, I'm not being more serious. You will go there. You know a bus pass? Take bus pass. Take you will go there. You will kneel down. You know? The practice. When she went there on the floor, she was crying. She waited me. But I was dealing with her flesh, even though she's more mature one. I said, go there. She got there. She knelt and now that was a baby. It's okay. He happens. I forgive you. The lady stood up, cleaned her eyes after she left. And when she came back to me, I said, you have defeated the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your flesh doesn't tell you what to do. You tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And now you can see, you can walk in love, even if it's hard. The fact that it's hard doesn't mean you cannot do it. The word of God is who we are pursuing.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't want that evil for you. There are people that you know that. I'm not as a Sapphira, rest in peace. I didn't know people that have died. They have died because of somebody deciding to just use power recklessly. Yeah, you can use power recklessly. But we say no. When, because people always grow. When Peter grew later, he wrote in the book of Peter, perfect love. Love is in your Bible, is there? Love covers a multitude of sins. Question, why did he cover Ananias home and Sapphira? Yeah. So meaning that there's a way that we can behave in love. Sapphira, Ananias and Sapphira, they actually sold their land and they connived with one another. They are human beings. Human beings can be crazy, it happens. They lied. It's not right. But a man can get angry and reach out to them in a way you should not reach out to them. But the love of God works with us.
Yeah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I say, that's who I am.
That's who I am.
That's who I am.
I am a minister.
I am a lover.
I love. I love.
For the Father
loves me.
Are you ready to conclude tonight?
Yes.
Let's go back to 1 Thessalonians so we can conclude. Are you getting some things on this teaching? What I'm talking about, no, do not quench the spirit. We are still in verse 15. Look at verse 16. We're going to run through it and then we close. Are you in verse 16 now?
Yes.
What does he say?
Rejoice.
What does he say?
Rejoice.
What is that thing that is part of ensuring that we do not quench the spirit?
Rejoice.
Good days or bad days?
Rejoice.
Someone will say, I want to see more of the Spirit. I will say, rejoice much more. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
You says we are the circumcision. Philippians chapter 3. We are the circumcision. We worship God in the spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus. We don't put our confidence in the flesh. What happens on the earth? Why we rejoice is not what happens on the earth. We are believers. We have received eternal life. We are on the earth. Things good and things bad will happen. But there is what we have received. When we want to see the flow of the Spirit, we embrace joy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is our way, God. Amen.
Amen.
We refuse to frown. We refuse murmuring. We refuse complaining. We refuse bickering. We refuse wrong speaking. We speak that which we have believed. God is with us.
Amen.
See, look at what Paul would say when Paul is writing the book of Romans. One, you only need to know what it was. He said, nothing can separate me from the Lord that is in Christ Jesus. Neither death, neither tribulation. Nothing. You know, sometimes we go through just little things in our daily walk and it spoils our day.
Yeah.
It spoils our week. Yeah. It spoils our month. Someone's week, someone's year has even been spoiled. No, it's your choice. No, you have estimated that thing to be. And it's a symptom of the fact that you put worldly things big and God small. Why does the Bible say we should magnify the Lord? Make that grow, make him bigger. Make it a lifestyle so that as you magnify the Lord, things of this world become smaller in your eyes. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hey, how do we flow in the spirits? Rejoice. A lifestyle of rejoicing. A lifestyle of celebrating, meaning remembering what God has done. A bad day. Have you lost a job before? And what will the Bible teach you? Count it all. Don't say, listen. Forget about all those things. You're different. Hey, my boss is racist. They don't like me. It's not because you have been fired. Amen. You go, grow with God. See, I'm not talking about when it is easy. You know what to do when it's easy. I'm talking about the life of a Christian. I've just been fired. But glory to God. Glory to me. You said nothing is going to steal my job. I remember going somewhere to go and preach. I put on John. And the only place ever that carried, you know, this is kind of funny, but they carried the chair, they put on the hey. We were rejoicing. I went outside. And I gave them money. We went outside. They had given me tickets. And there was a temptation to do outside everything I used to preach. What would I do? Oh God, why now? Why this? Oh my God. Hey, how much was it? £45, but it's in reality today and that. Another being. That's what I was thinking. But I said no. Because sometimes you think people always think men of God just come and just preach it. See, the practice of the word of God is if I tell you and I don't do it, the Bible says I deceive my own. Don't learn to escalate things, de-escalate them. Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right? I ministered to a lady, right? And in ministering to her, she did not get the result of what she said we should pray about. And then she called me. Said, we're not praying again. Give God praise. Give God praise. Bless his name. Thank him, not because we'll do it, but thank him because we have the privilege to use that name. Thank you that when we use that name, it works. And even if I don't see a difference, I know the name works. Glory to God. We carry on joy through good and bad. We don't let the world and its ways stifle and clog our system. Get us into panic. If we get into a place where joy seems to be hard to find because our minds have been compromised. See the next thing there. It says in verse 17, pray without ceasing. That's who we are. Because there is a life in God. There is a way to carry God's manifest presence everywhere you go. There is. I remember there was a time, right? At that time, I was so broke, I couldn't even pay attention. But I knew something. I carry God's presence because I know I have that one. I keep my soul to prayer. give myself to rejoicing. In the midst of that, you say my mom has died. I said, oh, if I stand in glory of God, we keep it. We keep it. We keep the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. It's difficult, but we do. We keep it. We keep it because that's what the Bible says. We should count it our joy. I remember talking to the Lord. I said, I never said it before. I said to the Lord, Lord, you know I know what to do to get that man back. He said, die up, do not pray. At this point, leave it and let it go. We pay. You know, when someone you love so much, you know what to do to bring it back. And God said, don't do it. You won't do it. Don't leave it. There are things you don't know, but leave it. Get so pained. And all family members are like looking like miracle worker. Yeah? And then you're saying, God has held my hand still. I don't feel know why. Why that would happen or why you say you should not do that. But okay, glory to God. Because I knew that if I stayed in prayer, it doesn't matter. Something will give. I will not stand over there. I woke up my wife. I said, Mom, you just told me Mom has passed. No crying. We're going to wake up now. Let's start praying. And then God says, stop it. Don't do it anymore. And with that pain, you will think, oh, they got it. You say, no, you keep that. It's not easy. You keep it. If you would cry, cry to the Lord in prayer. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. I will sit in this chair and I will pray the Holy Ghost. I will pray the Holy Ghost. I will pray the Holy Ghost. And I'll just walk. And we now start to realize that people, the saints who come to our house, come and visit us. They will sit on that chair. You just get pregnant. Do you sit on the chair? We now stay holding the chair of condemning. Yes, bro. If you don't want to get pregnant, don't sit on that chair. It looked like a joke. I remember Madeline was walking through the chair and just found the power of the Ghost. What happened? There's a presence that stays. It will stay on your throat. It will stay on your body. It will stay around you. But the devil can get you to get disconnected from that through little things. Anger, malice, bitterness, upsetting somebody. You come out of the spirit. You are full of the spirit, but it's not flowing. Say, that's not you. I know better. I walk in love. It doesn't matter if you are not walking in love. We walk in love here.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you try right, don't come about, but we keep calling her. But that love must flow. We must do it. Why? Because we are a people. A people of the spirit. A people that will allow the supply flow. You can't be that brother, praise, but we don't see manifestation. Because there is something on the other side clogging it. You say, no, I don't do that anymore. Corporately, I don't do that anymore. Imagine that you are like a plane and you are one of the tires of the plane. That's how you are in the local church. Imagine what they take off. Skyline just says, I'm not going to all of this. She just removes herself, she's tired. And just going away. We can't take off. We'll not be going around as preaching. No matter if they're not sitting, we can't go. Why? Tire has left. We can't do that. We are men of the Spirit. We choose the way of the Spirit. We don't choose to quench the Spirit. Rise upon your feet right now.